Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on July 25th, 1978. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky all about the trees is a deep blue, and there is a light now opening up directly through the sky over Our Lady's statue. Coming through this light, I can see Our Lady. She looks small in appearance, but as she's coming forward, I can see her much clearer. Our Lady is wearing a white gown, a very long billowing gown, and a mantle that covers her head and reaches down to her feet. Now, Our Lady has a blue, wide scarf-like belting around her waist, and from her right side of the belting, there's the large rosary, Our Lady's large rosary, hanging from the belting. She looks very beautiful. On her head, Our Lady has a decoration, or it's like a crown, but it's made strictly of leaves, green leaves. It's a very deep green. It fits Our Lady very, very heavily. The leaves, I don't know what kind of a bush it comes from, but the leaves are quite large, almost pointed. They are like rounded on either side and coming to a point, a very solid leaf-like type of a leaf on these, and many of them all together. And Our Lady is wearing this crown of leaves, and they're so full, the crown is so full, it almost covers her whole head, from her forehead just above her brow to the top of her head. Our Lady is looking all about her. She looks very, very disquieted, sad about something. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary from about her waist, and she's taking the rosary and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is holding the rosary, and she's placing it into her left hand, and she's reaching beneath the mantle and extending a scapula, a very dark brown cloth scapula, squared piece of cloth on a long brown string. Our Lady now is placing the scapula in her left hand and the rosary in her right hand and placing them both out in front of her like this. Now Our Lady is kissing the crucifix of her rosary, and Our Lady now is holding the scapula in her left hand, but she's touching her lips with her first finger. My child and my children, I extend to you these sacramentals. They will be worn by all in these crucial times. My children, do not take them from about your person, your neck, because the enemies of your God, loose in your world now, will seek to destroy you by taking from you the armor. the special grace extended to mankind to outwit in this battle of spirits the prince of darkness and his agents. You must understand, my children, there is a world unseen to the human eye, and I say unseen because it is a world of the spirit that is not akin to the world of man, the human race. The messages from heaven, my child and my children, are given for all mankind. Much emphasis has been placed through time on the message to the clergy in my son's house for a reason. They are being deluded and misled by Satan. This has come about only because arrogance and pride has entered upon them. They no longer pray, but have succumbed to the errors of humanism and modernism. Holiness must be returned to the vocation. And this can only be acquired by restoring prayer in my son's house, and especially the prayer life that is so lacking now in the clergy. In your well-meaning actions of opening my son's church to all without conversion, you have allowed yourself to associate with heretics and unbelievers. In this manner, you are compromising your faith. My children, recognize what is happening now in my son's church. The sin of mankind has not stopped at the doors of my son's church, but has entered. Many of the high clergy, the hierarchy, has succumbed for the riches of the world. For many are selling their souls to get to the head. Unless they repent of their actions and seek to restore my son's church to its form of glory, many mitres shall fall into hell. All who cry, Lord, Lord, shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. The eternal Father looks into the heart of everyone, my children. No man can keep a secret from him. There are many now false Christs upon earth. There are many lying teachers, false teachers. All this is but the surface indications for all to see of the state of the world in spiritual darkness. My children, I beg you, as your mother, to listen to me. I come to you with a warning for all mankind. to turn back now from your sin. You must read your Bible, the book of life. Do not conform to the world or its lying teachers. For the word from the eternal Father is this: conform, O clergy, and you will die on the vine. Conform, man of the world, and you will die on the vine. You cannot now bargain with Satan, for his power is too great. As a former high angel of the eternal kingdom of your God, he too said, I will not obey, for I am a God in myself. My children, are there not voices now going throughout the world saying, I am God? Do they not seek to play the part, the role of a God now, as they seek to create life? It is an abomination in the eyes of God for man in his arrogance and pride to seek to create the living being. What he is creating is a soulless monster, a being of destruction for all that it will meet. I say it, for it is not truly a human being, but a thing, my children, a thing. Did I not warn you when I first entered upon the grounds at St. Robert Bellarmine Church? Did I not warn you with a photograph? The woman standing at the right, high in pregnancy, and upon her person, a test tube with a being inside that resembled a child but is not a child. My children, if you continue, O scientists of the world, in this pursuit, your punishment shall be great. My child, I realize the great strain, the emotional and physical strain you must endure in bringing this message to the world. You must understand, my child and my children, that Satan now has gathered the store of world's riches to give to his agents to promote his cause. Money has often, my children, been called the root of all evil. And money shall be the god for many as they bargain with their souls. I repeat again, what do you gain if you gather all of the world's riches and power and come across the vein as the veil, as you do, will do sooner or later? What good will it be for you to come without any graces stored in heaven? You seek then immediate condemnation in judgment from the eternal Father. You will be banished, forever lost, to the city of the damned with Satan. Oh, my children, I could give you countless sins, errors in teaching, naming them, listing them, hour by hour, So great have they multiplied since my first visit among you. Needless to say, all are being marked with the sign of the cross or the sign of the beast. As time goes on, my children of light, you will be able to recognize with your human eyes, through insight from the eternal Father in the Spirit, those who are marked with the sign of the cross or the beast. Many prodigies, many miracles shall be performed upon earth, but watch well, my children, and pray upon them. For there are now many false prophets loosed upon earth. There will be many manifestations in the air and on land. But many of these shall come from the prince of darkness in the power he now retains. Test the spirits well and pray. And shout it from the rooftops that man of science is wasting his time seeking life on another planet. There is no life. Were it not so, the Eternal Father would have given you prophets to write down and discourse with you upon this life. The first man and woman created were Adam and Eve, and all descended from them. My children, all who give themselves over to pursuits of the world and pleasure shall lose contact with the light and fall into darkness. The ways of the world will bring sins of the flesh that will condemn many to hell. Parents must protect their children now. Do not depend even upon your clergy to safeguard your children's souls. Satan now is doing great battle in my son's house upon earth. He shall not be victorious. However, it is a test now for all mankind. You will be guided by reading the Bible, the Book of Life, and I repeat again for all of mankind to hear, conform to the world and its sin, and you will die on the vine. My child, you will continue to send the message from heaven out to all mankind. Do not slacken in your pace. As you know, as I have told you, which must remain secret until it is profitable to be told, and I will tell you, my child, there is little time left before the warning. Pray always, daily, morning, noon, and night. Keep your hearts tuned in to the spirit of light, my children. Do not bury yourselves in the world, for the world is now a battleground with Satan. Our Lady now is taking her rosary like this and extending the crucifix and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, now directly over on the right side, Michael is coming down, and he's being followed by many, many angels. All they're beautiful. They look like children. They're all sizes, and they appear to be children. They're small in their clothing. I can judge mostly. I can never see their faces. There is a tremendous light coming out from beneath the garlands they have on their head. They have these rose garlands about their heads. And they're carrying also, there are four little angels. They look, I don't know if they're girls or boys. I can barely tell. But they're holding this garland that's similar to the garland that was on Our Lady's head, that made the wreath about her head, the green leaves again. It's a very heavy garland, very fresh looking, and there's almost an aroma of wetness coming from it. I don't understand. It's a deep green growing plant. It's definitely a growing plant type of garland. And the four angels are holding the green leaf now. I never saw one like this. It's very, very beautiful. Now, Lady is going across the sky. She's passing. She's just floating. She doesn't walk. She seems to just be carried across the sky in the wind. And she's cutting over now to our left side. She's just reaching the tall tree over on the left. Our Lady now is leaning down and extending her rosary out with the crucifix like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is going across the sky. Now she's returning to her original position over her statue. And Michael continues to stand at the right side. But his wings spread now. He has his wings open. I can't explain that to you. It's the most magnificent thing I have ever seen. They cover the whole sky. He is immense. Our Lady is nodding now. Be seated, my child. Our Lady wants it understood about death. There is no death, just a leaving of the spirit. There will be, at death, a feeling of faintness and passing out. There will be a full consciousness. There will be a pulling out of the body, a force very great. There will be a tremendous light pulling forcefully you out of your body casing, and you will be carried forward a great distance into and over the veil. It must be known to all mankind that life upon earth is but a temporary existence, but life off the earth in the spiritual world is forever a realm of complete consciousness and knowing. All emotion shall be governed by the Eternal Father with peace and joy in knowing. This beautiful world of consciousness, eternal, must be gained in merit upon earth by following completely the directions from heaven given through time upon earth. As pilgrims upon earth, my children, you must follow the rules given by the Eternal Father for your salvation, the commandments of your God. The clergy upon earth, in all denominations, cannot give themselves over for experimentation, change with errors. For many souls shall be lost to heaven. Clergy in my son's house in Rome, under the direction of the seat of Peter, You must recognize that the world is closing in upon you, and you will die on the vine if you conform with it. Convert the unbeliever. All heaven cries for conversion. Do not go forward with a delusion any longer that you will bring souls into my son's house, his church, by change. You will find you will lose souls for a church in darkness wears a band of death about it. Go forward for the redemption of mankind out of this present world of sin. Prayer, atonement, and sacrifice we ask for all mankind now. Your future is now. What the Eternal Father had planned originally for your future shall be now. The decision is now with mankind. A great chastisement approaches upon you. Storms shall ravage the shores. Crops will rot in the ground. Famine. Insanity from sin in the minds of the young. Murders. Who shall govern your fine country, my children? In the future, as the pollution is bending the stalks, repent now of your sin, for the hand of just punishment is being lowered upon you. I, as your mother, will continue to come and guide you through the great test ahead. No man shall be lost unless he does chooses his path of his own free will. Our Lady now is going high into the sky. It's as though a light is carrying her backwards. She's just floating. She looks very beautiful. Very beautiful. Continue now, my children and my child, with your prayers of atonement. There are two long rays of light coming through the sky directly over Our Lady's statue. And I can see now Jesus, he's coming forward. The sky is opening up. Oh, it's just beautiful. There seems to be all around Jesus a huge round circular light. It covers the whole sky now like a huge host. Now Jesus is coming forward. And the light, the two streams of light are coming from his hands, which he has out like this. His two hands are placed in front of him like this, and there are streams of light coming from the fingers. It's quite windy. I can see that Jesus' hair is blowing, but his feet are bare. He has nothing upon his feet. His gown is very long. It's a beige color, but a dark beige sort of, an off-white. It's very loose and flowing. Jesus' cape, he has it knotted at his neck by a piece of cording. His cape is a deep burgundy color, not of red. I can't explain. It's sort of a, well, I call it burgundy. It's like a, not a plum coloring, but those, like a red, a deep red. Now, as Jesus is coming forward, I can see him very clearly now. He looks very beautiful. He has very piercing eyes. I can't explain to you the very beautiful eyes. Now he is placing his first finger to his mouth. My child, in the days ahead, you will not understand fully the direction given to you. But for your safety and the well-being of the mission, you will accept this direction without question. In time, it will be made known to you. My children of light, my mother will continue to be with you in the days ahead. Yes, her voice has cried out in supplication to the Eternal Father for a continued reprieve for mankind from the warning and the great chastisement. However, many warnings have been given in the past to awaken mankind from its slumber as man is plunging fast to his own destruction. Sin in your country and in many countries throughout the world has become a way of life. In the history of a fallen nation, you will always find it is preceded by a fall into immorality and sin. For a nation that has been given plenty, it has been used now, this excess in luxury, to destroy souls. The faith is being attacked in my house upon earth, my church, and many of my clergy are falling into the plan with the octopus. The great world powers that seek to gather all nations into a rule of a one world government and a one world religion based on humanism and modernism. However, this shall not be set in motion to a conclusion with the loss of souls. This shall not be set in motion because the Eternal Father will send a warning to mankind. A great warning of such magnitude that very few will doubt that it comes from the Eternal Father and is not man-made. Your scientists are rising, seeking to go above all creation, seeking knowledge that will bring them down from their peak. And they will fall fast into hell, the abyss, eternal damnation. The human nature of man is corruptible, and when this corruption flows into the soul, the spirit, then what shall a man do but become a stooge, an agent of hell? Many, for the love of power and money, have given themselves over to being Judases in my church, my house. No man is hidden from the eyes of the Eternal Father, for he has counted each hair on your head. My children of the world, all mankind now is in great distress and suffering. A spiritual war is being waged upon earth now. The human body shall suffer. But woe, woe to the world when the spirit becomes darkened. My children, pray a constant vigilance of prayer now in your homes, in the countries throughout earth. For I say unto you now, a great warning is approaching mankind. My children, continue to follow the counsel of my mother. All of the saints and the angels of heaven shall come with you to aid you in this war of the spirits. Soon, my clergy must make a decision. Shall they build now a church of man and replace my house upon earth? No angels are guiding their movements. No angels shall rescue them from the pits of hell. Awaken, my clergy, for your heads are in the clouds. Where have the hearts from your vocation gone? You have sold your souls to get to the head. For what? Each and every one of you must answer for your time upon earth. Many of you will come over the veil in a short time. Shall you be ready? Have you prepared, my sheep, my children? Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth if they have not listened to the counsel from heaven. There will be much gnashing of teeth and woe set upon the earth by the evil one. Where your sacramentals remain with me at the tabernacles of my church throughout the world. I am with you. Do not accept the challenge of Satan by listening with itching ears to his new doctrines of demons. I am with you, though the conduct of my clergy is poor. The doors are not closed to you yet. Join with me at the tabernacles of your church. Do not abandon this grace. You will need every vestige of grace given to you in the days ahead. For many shall fall in the battle. Pray, my children, for your clergy. They are prisoners of the world, shackled to the love of the world. They have placed, many of them, the world before the Eternal Father and the plan in their vocation. Parents must safeguard the lives, the souls of their children. And I say unto you, parents, as well as my clergy, if you conform now to the world that has been given to Satan, you will all die on the vine. And I am the vine dresser. The tree is the tree of life, eternal life for all. Conform to the world and you will die on the vine. My mother is rising up many armies throughout the world. Candles in a dark world. Continue to unite all for the salvation and redemption of mankind. Pray now. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Be the soul of charity to all. Jesus is now placing his hand forward like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is starting to cross the sky to the left side. He's turning back. He's turning and facing us. And he's touching his lips. My child, you will be afflicted with great physical suffering for the rest of your time upon earth. Accept it, my child. Now Jesus is turning to the left. He's continuing across the sky. And he's now bending over and placing his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning over to his left. He's coming across the sky. He's just floating. He doesn't walk. He's just weightless and carried clear across the sky. Now he's coming across. Now Our Lady is coming down from, I don't know where she came from. I didn't see her over there on the left side, but she's coming through the sky now, and Michael's behind her with all of the angels. Oh, they look just beautiful. They're carrying those long green garlands of, I don't know what they are, like leaves, all pressed together into a long garland. Now a lady has gone up behind Jesus. Jesus is now cutting across the sky to our right side. He's standing now and looking down just by the tall tree. He's just in front of the tall tree and bending down now and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is nodding to Jesus. They're conversing, but I can't hear them. I can't hear what they're saying. Now Our Lady is turning and she's going across the sky, and now she's just over her statue and she's backing up, just floating back. And there seems to be a tremendous light coming about Our Lady that's carrying her back now into the sky. She's quite a distance now up in the sky. Jesus is cutting across the sky. Now he's directly over Our Lady's statue and he's extending his hand out like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on July 25th, 1978. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.